Tiny mites are killing many of the bees in the wild. Beekeepers have to treat for the mite infestations or lose their bees too. Even with mite insecticide treatments, the beekeepers' bees are still dying.
It's to the point that if you do not treat for the mites, why, just about sure that you're going to be losing your hive over winter.
Udell Meyer keeps 30 hives on his small farm. He also inspects beehives for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. He says there are two different kinds of mites. One of the mites attaches itself to the bee's trachea, eventually suffocating them. The other mite's larvae feed on the bee larvae, leaving them with deformities, no legs or missing wings. Then the full-grown mites attach to the bees like little vampires and suck the bees' body fluids. Those that don't die are left weak. The weak bees don't fly as far, don't pollinate as much, and don't make as much honey. Meyer says beekeepers have to be very careful using insecticides to kill the mites because they don't want to contaminate the honeybees' hive. The only tool beekeepers have is an apistan strip. That's a strip of plastic impregnated with an insecticide called flubalinate.
In the fall of the year when I take my honey off the hive, I put the apistan strips in the hive and leave them in there for 45 days. And they're afraid if we leave that strip on much longer that the mite will eventually become immune to the flubalinate and it won't be very effective. As it is, the flubalinate insecticide is only about 80% effective.
Now, I can't see any bees obviously infested with the mites. Is that because you've been able to keep your broods pretty well?
Or? Right, yes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard. You have to look real close. Sometimes I run into colonies where they're so heavily infested with mite, you can actually see them running around on the frames of honey.
The apistan strips are the only approved method to control the mites in the U.S. Even taking precautions, some of the mites are building resistance to the insecticide. Mark Feldlaufer is with the USDA's Bee Research Laboratory. He says the apistan strips are, for the most part, still effective in controlling the mite, but
there are geographic areas of the country where it appears that resistance is cropping up. So what used to be a very effective treatment has become less effective in certain geographic regions of the country.
The resistance is chiefly in the South, but the Bee Research Laboratory doesn't think it'll stay there. Feldlaufer says beekeepers move their hives from orchard to orchard, renting the bees for their pollination services.
So people that would normally, let's say, winter their bees in Florida may actually be from Michigan and transport them there back, you know, through in the summer months.
And so the insecticide-resistant mites travel with them and will eventually infest other hives. In Europe, beekeepers use other chemicals when resistance to an insecticide pops up. But in the U.S., since only the apistan strips are registered and approved, there are no alternatives. And it's not likely any other insecticides will be available. Feldlaufer says the U.S. beekeeping industry only brings in less than $8 million a year. That's not a big enough market to pay for getting other chemicals approved.
Well, a chemical company, given, you know, what they need to do as far as registration and tests on a compound, they're not going to develop a new chemistry strictly to control parasitic mites of honeybees. The bottom line isn't there.
But there might be costs beyond losses to the beekeeping industry. Jerry Hayes writes a column for the oldest English language publication for beekeepers, the American Bee Journal. Hayes says people don't realize just how important the honeybees are.
Beekeeping is a tremendously vital part of agriculture in general. Just to throw out a figure, if honeybees totally would cease to exist today, about a third of the food that you find on your plate would disappear because honeybees in one way or another contribute to the production of that food.
So without getting new chemicals to control the mite infestation in the U.S., there are nagging questions left unanswered. How much will the decline of the honeybees affect crop productivity? And what will be the long-range effects on the supply and the cost of food in the U.S.? For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.